That's you. Our title for today is Putting the Flow of Favor on Lock, Gathering the Fragments. Putting the flow of favor on lock. There is a flow Amen. Of God's favor. There's a river flowing of his favor for us. And I truly believe that this is not just the theme of 2023. I truly believe that this is the church, and this is TGM in particular, being established in the glory, so we can go from glory to glory. I don't believe that after 2023, it's going to stop. I think it's going to increase and intensify, according to what we've learned in Isaiah, of the increase of God's government and peace, there shall be no end. And I believe we have stepped into the flow of it. We've stepped into the flow of God's peace, which is producing prosperity and also now producing great favor. We're going to walk in all of that this year, in every way that, in every dimension that peace, what peace means, we're going to really see it developed in us and on us and for us all throughout this year. And I believe, again, it's establishing something that's going to be established in us forever. In the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 21, we're talking about putting the flow of favor on lock. And we're going to talk about gathering the fragments. That's the key to putting it on lock. In Galatians 2:21, it talks about a frustration of God's grace, of God's favor. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. When I read that, I really saw something stand out, the first three words. I do not. Paul is saying, I'm established in a place where I don't frustrate. He said, I do not. He didn't say, I wish I wouldn't. Or help me, Lord, not to. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Paul was established in a place where he never frustrated favor. He never frustrated God's divine influence, nor its reflection, which speaks of favor. He said, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So again, Paul said, I do not. So there's a place we can get into where we do not frustrate the favor of God. So if Paul achieved it, God is going to help you and me today to learn how to achieve. I do not frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
Well, I believe the Lord did confirm to me, and he's about to confirm to you, how Paul achieved this. Well, if this is truly the acceptable year of the Lord, then watch this. Grace or favor's frustration will have to be eliminated. It'll have to be eliminated. If God is truly calling us and truly opened the door for us to walk in to the acceptable year of the Lord, then favor's frustration, grace's frustration, is going to have to be once and for all eliminated from out of our lives. Paul said, I do not frustrate. That's a bragging moment for Paul. It's a wonderful thing when you literally live in the favor of God. I mean, never coming out. So I want that. I do not. I want that, and I want you to have it. All right, we're going to jump right in. We're going to learn on how we too can achieve this that Paul achieved. It's something that we've been learning for the last 6 years at least. But I believe today the Lord is going to put the exclamation point on what we've been learning. I truly believe there's an exclamation point coming from heaven where God is about to seal the way that we can stay in this wonderful flow of his favor. And so now I want to talk to you about what segment of the message called The Meal and the Fragments. We look over in the book of John, chapter 6. We pick up at verse number 5. This is the story of the two fish and five loaves. But we're going to see it like I believe we've never seen it before. It says in John 6, verse number 5, it says, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. Verse 8 says, one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number of about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. So now, we know that when the Lord speaks to us like he's doing right now, he's speaking to us in a general sense, where he's giving us a meal. The entire message is a meal. But within the meal, there are going to be fragments that are broken off. There are going to be fragments that break off. There's going to be essential high points that then become personal to some of us.
Amen.
And it's in those fragments that the Lord will continue to sustain you by the fragments. But the thing of it is, you have to, and I have to gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. You see, the whole meal the Lord revealed to me, he said, the whole meal essentially was fragmented. It was fragmented. It was all broken. It was all broken. Not one person got a whole fish. Not one person got a whole loaf. The whole entire meal was based on fragments. 2 small fish and 5 loaves of barley bread for 5,000 people. The whole meal was done in fragments. The entire thing. Now, granted, the theme of the meal or the gist of the meal was 2 fish and 5 loaves. That was the meal. But it's in the fragments that we find sustaining power. It's in the fragments that we find the place where we are, we're nourished and revived, and we're strengthened in the fragments. So again, when the Lord gives us a general rhema word, he essentially is feeding us a meal. We eat his flesh in that word. We drink his blood. But when the meal is finished, there are usually fragments that remain. Hence, the Lord wants us to stay. This is what we've learned over so many years now, to stay in the study. Because while we're staying in the study, we are essentially gathering fragments.
Amen.
There's more.
Amen.
There's more. And each fragment, which is amazing, Elder, it's amazing to me that each fragment will become another meal, which in turn will create more fragments. It is how we are sustained in the flow of favor. Mm. It's how we never frustrated, but by gathering fragments. If we don't take the time, listen to me, every ear on this line, if you don't take the time to gather the fragments after I'm done speaking or the Lord is done speaking, then you are wasting the meal that he just gave you.
Oh, Jesus.
Because the fragments are what's going to take you through tomorrow. It's in the fragments that you're going to see a whole nother meal be created and leave more. This is where Paul said, I do not frustrate. Why, Paul? Because I stay in the word. I don't come out of the word of God. Paul was sustained in favor. He didn't frustrate it because every time Paul got back in the word, he would walk in the favor of God. Paul said in that particular text, he was speaking of trying to walk in the righteousness by way of the law. The only way Paul could walk in righteousness was by being in Christ. And the only way we're in Christ is when we dwell in the rhema word. So I find Paul's trail here. Paul too stayed in a place where he gathered fragments. He stayed in the study. He didn't move, because to be in Christ means to be in the rhema. That's the bottom line. He said, if I do this here, he said, if I try to do this, then Christ died in vain. If I'm going to have Christ activated in me, it's going to be by gathering fragments. It's going to be by staying in the rhema word that I'm hearing him speak unto me. So now we see this here is going to go a lot deeper than this. We see where now he speaks a word, and in speaking, there's a distribution and there's a feeding going on. And what he's doing is he's nourishing you. Even right now, you're being nourished. You're being nourished. You're being nourished. But those pieces that fall, the fragments that break off, the word fragment means a piece. It means a bit or broken. It's that sidebar that drags you away from the general meal for a moment. It's that sidebar, that nugget that he drops right on your plate that tastes better than a different portion of the meal. It's something that gets to you on a personal level. That's the fragment. That's the broken piece, where it also means this. Watch this. When I gather fragments, the word fragment means a piece. It means a bit. It means broken. But then it also means this. This is what takes place when you gather fragments. It means the breaking of bread or communion. It's the breaking of bread or communion. So it's in the fragment gathering that I'm having communion with God. When I'm gathering the fragments, do you realize if I'm having communion with God, that I'm staying in the flow? I'm right there in the flow of God's favor. I'm never going to frustrate his grace. How can I frustrate his grace and I'm communing with him at the same time? It's not possible. If I'm communing with God, I'm obviously not frustrating God.
Amen.
I'm flowing with God. So it's in the fragments that we find true communion. It's in that sidebar, that nugget that dropped, that he wants to come you to come back, and he wants to create another meal with you on the next day or even later in the day. So the fragments of Rhema are those little savory nuggets that we delight in during the meal, those sidebars of revelation that quicken us within the already quickened word that's being spoken. They are the oohs and the ahs. It's these fragments that create meals. It's within the fragments of Rhema that we will be sustained perfectly in the flow of favor. It's within the fragments that we will find the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm going to absolutely, by the word of God, prove to you that the fragments sustain the acceptable year. I'm going to show you in the same text that we just read. All right, hold on to your hat. So the acceptable year is found in the fragments. This is where we are going to be sustained. Glory. He said he would sustain us here.
Yes, he did.
He said he would. And I'm showing you by the word today, right here, this is how he's sustaining us. He's giving you a meal that will leave fragments. That's sustaining. That's ever sustaining. Because each fragment, again, becomes a meal. And I find it amazing, jumping ahead just a little bit here, I find it amazing that when the lad was found, he had 2 fish and 5 loaves. That was maybe consisting of 1 basket, 2 at best. But the fragments filled 12 at the end.
Amen.
There's more sustaining power, there's more sustenance in the fragments than the meal itself. There's more. I hear all of you when you come in and you begin to speak. I heard Javon on Thursday, and I heard all just from a fragment. She grabbed all of that from a fragment and created a meal, which created a multiplicity of more fragments.
Amen. Amen.
Every time one of you guys get up and speak, you coming, you grab a piece of the meal, and then all of a sudden you create a whole nother meal from a fragment. Every single time.
Amen.
This is sustaining. This is how we stay nourished. This is how we stay in the flow of God's favor. Oh, hallelujah. Watch. Let me show you how it really translates. It translates to staying and putting favor on lock. It does. Now, the word grace, we know, means the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. It also means benefit. It means favor, which we know. But there's another definition I want you to see here, and it's highlighted if you're watching my notes. It says the spiritual condition of one governed by the power of divine grace. Governed. It's the spiritual condition of one that's governed. Now this moment right now, you're in a very good spiritual condition because you're eating the meal. You're getting your bread, your daily bread. You're eating his flesh and you're drinking his blood. And right now, your spiritual condition is wonderful. Well, this condition will be governed by the divine grace once you learn to gather the fragments. It will cause a governing. I'm going to show you now. It will cause a governing so that if you gather the fragments, nothing will be lost. I know what that nothing is. That nothing is favor. That nothing that's going to be lost. You're not going to lose a step in God's grace. You're not going to lose a step in God's favor or his prosperity. Nothing will be lost. It Amen, says here, Lord. The word lost means to put out of the way entirely. It means to abolish. It means to put to an end or to ruin or destroy. The word frustration means to nullify, abolish. It means to basically destroy or ruin, render inoperable, render powerless. So now what's not being lost here is what Paul said. I do not frustrate grace. Grace is not going to be abolished in your life. Favor will not be ruined. It will not come to an end. It will not be destroyed, and it will not be put out of the way. Why? Because in gathering fragments, you get the governing power of God. Now, at the end, we see this. We see them gather 12 baskets full, do we not? Well, the meaning of 12, 12 is actually considered to be a perfect number. And it symbolizes God's power and authority. So in the fragments that were in the 12, we find God's power and authority in the fragments, as well as serving as a perfect governmental foundation. Ooh, glory be to God. See, no, see, you're not hearing this here. The governing power of grace is found in the fragments. Grace will govern your spiritual condition when you gather the fragments and don't let anything be lost. That's why I take the notes, my God. Listen to the message again, my God. Look for the fragments. Why? Because you're going to unlock God's power and authority. You're going to unlock God's governmental foundation on your life. He will govern your condition. He will govern you in favor. Hallelujah. It also symbolizes completeness. It will bring you into a place of completeness. You'll finally outgrow the deficits of your life. Hallelujah. You'll finally outgrow, my goodness, you'll come into completion in the areas of peace and prosperity. You'll come into completion in the flow that God has ordained for you to be in. You'll come into the acceptable years, what you'll come into. You'll come into the place where the free favors of God are profusely abounding if you will be one that gathers the fragments. Don't let favor be nullified because you won't gather fragments. Don't just lean on the meal that you're under right now, but my goodness, he's not just giving you for today. He's giving you for tomorrow and the next day and the day after that and the day after that. If you stay in the study, gather fragments. It's amazing we all come together on Thursday and on Sunday, but sometimes we won't eat for the rest of the week when he's given us fragments to create other meals from. We can't be foolish. We enter into his rest by staying in the study.
Hallelujah.
We stay in the place of God's rest, his favor, by staying in the study, by gathering the fragments that nothing be lost. It symbolizes your place of completeness. Here's your Holy Ghost note. The apostles gathered 12 baskets full from the 5 barley loaves. That's grace. It mentions the 5 barley loaves. The loaves symbolizing the rhema word, the bread. They gathered fragments from the 5 barley loaves, the rhema word. 12 is the number of God's divine government. That's within the fragments. We find that there. His power and authority are within the fragments. Our becoming complete are too found in the fragments. Remember what Isaiah told us. Remember this. Watch this now. He said that the government would be on the shoulder of Christ Jesus. Well, now the government comes on your shoulders when you gather fragments. Now the government that's on him is now placed on you. How would you ever lose the flow of favor? Mm. The government on the shoulders of Christ. Don't remember what Isaiah also told us. He said that the staff of the enemy's shoulder is broken.
Yes, it did.
That means the way of life, the mode of operation, how we live. So now there's an exchange from the staff of the enemy to the scepter of the king that we serve, Christ the Lord. There's an exchange now. There's an exchange of the way of life. One life is ill-favored. This life is full of favor. We shift into the place of the government of God by gathering fragments. And it's within those fragments that we're governed and sustained in favor. It's within the fragments that favor isn't going to be lost, ruined, or even destroyed. Remember, the initial meal was housed in about one basket, maybe two at best. The fragments filled 12. So what I'm saying is there's more substance to sustain in the fragments than the meal itself.
Bless God.
You can't negate the fragments. Some of the things that I'm saying right now are giving you fragments. God is setting you up to be sustained tomorrow, later today. He's setting you up to what? Stay in the flow of his grace. Stay in the flow of his favor. He's setting you up. Remember, there were 12 government establishing, 12 full of what? 5 barley loaves, full of grace. 12 baskets full of grace. Oh, somebody hear that. 12 baskets full of grace. 12 baskets full of grace in the fragments. So what I'm saying, there's more substance to sustain in the fragments than the meal itself. So gather the fragments and be sustained in favor. For each piece will become a meal, and then the meal will create even more fragments. I truly believe, and I mean this from my heart, this is the exclamation point on why we should stay in the study. Gathering fragments will keep your soul living in its fatness. It will destroy grace's and favor's frustration.
Amen.
You'll stay in the flow. You'll stay in the flow.
Amen.
Of it.
Amen.
You'll stay in the flow of it. See, what we're trying to do oftentimes, and I just heard the Holy Spirit say this, what we try to do is we try to grab favor without eating the favor that he gave us. We want favor outside of the fragments, and it doesn't work like that. The fragments create favor. Jesus favored those people that were listening to the word for 3 days. He favored them and fed them and sustained them. Listen, it's by the word, it's by the fragments that will create favor. Don't try to look for favor outside. If you didn't gather fragments, don't look at God and say, where's my favor? Don't look at the Lord and say, you said you would sustain me. If you're not gathering fragments that nothing be lost, don't blame God. And don't tell him that he doesn't have favor for your life. Because it's in the fragments that God will see the one true seed. He'll see Christ on you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He'll see his temperament. He will look and then he will favor his righteous cause.
Amen, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in the fragments, my God. It's right there in the fragments. Every nugget you hear should be a note and a meal that you're creating or that God is creating for you to have tomorrow and to be sustained the next day and the day after. Every single nugget that you hear that you're sidebarring, all the notes that some of you are even taking right now, God is filling your tillage. God is filling everything, man, to keep you well stocked and sustained flowing in favor, never to come out ever again if you just gather the fragments. Whew, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Listen to what Psalms chapter 36, 7 through 9 says this, and I'm almost done already. Listen to this. Psalms 36, 7 through 9 says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. It says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. And thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Verse 9 tells us why. For with thee is the fountain of life. And listen to what it says at the end, part B. In thy light, we shall see light. Whoa, glory be to God. In thy light, this is why we're satisfied with the fatness of his house. This is why we will drink from the rivers of his pleasure.
Hallelujah.
Because in thy light, we shall see light.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It's in the fragments.
Hallelujah.
It's living by way of the fragments that we will see more, that we will hear more, that we will be sustained. For in thy light, we shall see light. Please don't tell God that you missed it this year. You said this year was the acceptable year of the Lord. If you don't gather fragments, if you don't gather, and I tell you this, it's even him that will work the will and the do for your gathering.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's him that will tell you.
Yes,
come on,
yes,
you remember what you heard yesterday. You remember what my servant said, how it blessed you. Well, let's dive into that. Let's eat from that. Let's gain fatness from there. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light, we shall see light. It's in the fragments, everybody, that we stay in the fountain of life. The rhema is light, and it is in the light fragments that we get more light. I think I hear Mark 4, to him that hath shall more be given. Mm-hmm. Now you know why. Now you know why. Because if you have some, he's saying, out of what you got, I'll create more. In the fragments, I'll give more. To him that hath shall more be given.
Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
I see God's sustaining power. I see his hand. I see how I can walk in constant favor. I see how I can be upright. I see how I can walk perfectly as he is perfect. I see how I can be holy as he is holy. I see how I can get in this river of favor and never come out again. In thy light, there is light. I'll see light. To him that hath shall more be given. See, I'm that preacher that will share his notes. My colleagues told me I was crazy. How could you ever send all of your notes to your people? Listen here, man. Give me a break. Do you know how much more I get from giving? The principles of sowing and reaping are in our full operation. Every time I sow my notes, I receive at 100-fold. Every time
Amen.
I give my fragments,
Amen.
I get.
Amen.
To him that hath shall more Amen. Be given. I don't have to withhold anything.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen.
And I want them to know just like I know, just like he's showing me.
Oh, yes, God.
I've never found a scarcity of the rhema word of God. I've never come into a place where it was scarce. Elder Donna gave me a word when I first started the ministry. She said, God will always give you his word for his people. And he has never failed me in over 25 years of ministry. He's never failed in any study that I've ever had. On any level, for anybody that I've ever preached for, the rhema word shows up. Why? Because I stay in the light and I keep seeing light. I really come to know that I've also been a fragment gatherer. I always gather fragments. I always have the side notes of things that are going to come. I can see the Easter eggs that are being laid out before me for the next message. I see it. Why? Because I stay gathering fragments. Now I'm putting the wealth of the word, the benefit of being a fragment gatherer is also that I'm also one that will be under a constant
Hallelujah.
Flow of favor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Never coming out of the favor of God. And Hallelujah. I'm never going to try to activate favor without being a fragment gatherer.
Hallelujah.
That when I gather a fragment, I too can lift my hands and say, thank you for your faith. Thank you for opening the acceptable year of the Lord unto me. Oh, hallelujah. Gather the fragments, people. Gather the fragments that nothing be lost. So the rhema is light, and it is light that slash the fragments that we get more light and slash fragments from. It's never ending. Therefore, favor will be never ending. Yeah, he said, of my government and peace, which means favor, there will be no end. This is how Paul said, I do not frustrate. I do not. He found how to stay in Christ. He was a fragment gatherer. He gathered fragments. He continued in the study. He continued in the conversation. Some of you are awakening to the fact. Some of you are awakening to the fact even right now, and I give God praise that you're a fragment gatherer. Well, then you are one that is in the flow of favor. You're in the flow of it. You just didn't know it. And when you don't know something, it doesn't activate. But now you know. Because you're a fragment gatherer, you're also in the flow of God's favor. Joshua, if you're on the line, you better realize what river you're swimming in. You're swimming in the river of God's favor. And let your faith be authentic to the fact that it belongs to you. Favor belongs to you because you are a fragment gatherer. I like what Jesus said, though. I love this here. Boy, oh boy, I love this. Hey, God, yeah. He said, gather the fragments that nothing be lost. Don't lose not one nugget. No. Take the time. Take the time in your studies that nothing be lost. This is, to me, life eternal. This, to me, describes the wealth of our God being released unto us by way of these fragments that create meals, that create more fragments. This describes this to me as well. This next verse of scripture, Psalm 65 and 11. He said what he's doing to us this year. And Psalm 65 and 11 confirms this. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. Psalm 65 and 11. The word crownest means to encircle, for attack. I thought about you here, Kurt, for attack or protection. Our year is crowned. Why? Because the paths are dropping fatness. We're grabbing fragments. And it says he's crowning it with goodness. Before I go to goodness, look at the confirmation to him telling us that this is the acceptable year of favor. He's crowning it. And that would he would shield us with favor. That's what crownness means, to encircle or to shield for attack or protection. Our year, this is God speaking prophetically to you that haven't got it yet. I hope you get it now, that he's crowning 2023. With the year of his goodness. The word goodness means prosperity and favor. Your year is already crowned if you'll gather the fragments. The year before you, that's set before you, is already crowned with prosperity and favor. Because he said, I will put favor around you as a shield. I'll put it around you. It will encircle you. It'll be good for you to go on the attack, and it will protect you. So I see advancement and protection, constant favor, being protected by it and in it, flowing, putting it on lock. Now you know how to, boy, oh boy, now you know how to chase God and catch him. You know how to apprehend. That's what you've been apprehended for. Paul said, if I could only apprehend that which I've been apprehended for, you now know how to apprehend God. by staying in a place where you're gathering the fragments. You'll always have him right there with you. I find it amazing that if I let a day or two go without gathering a fragment, how nourished I feel when I go back and I do gather a fragment. How empowered I get, and how he creates another meal before me. Well, I'm going to eat three times a day. I'm going to enjoy my fragments and meals that he prepares. And I'm going to allow the year that he has set before me to be crowned with goodness, because all the paths that I'm on are dropping fatness. They're dropping the fatness. They're dropping the fatness. Whoo, glory be to God. This year, we are crowned with his prosperity and with his favor. But we've got to be a people that are willing to daily be loaded with his benefits, to daily gather the fragments, to daily, come on, this is how you step into it. This is how you put it on lock. This is how it Don't leave. Gather. Take the time. If you don't have patience, ask me and I'll give it to you. Patience to gather the fragments. Let me crown you with a stick-to-itiveness. Let me reveal to you this is the way to sustain and be sustained in my favor. Please don't eat a meal without gathering the fragments. Please. This is me giving you more. This is me sustaining you. This is me drawing you unto myself. Please, please take heed of the simplicity of really flowing in my favor. You make it difficult when you seek it without gathering fragments. But it's within the fragments that drop. It drops my fatness. It drops my goodness. Just by eating and being maintained and sustained by the fragments you receive. Hasty feet. God is laying his hands on hasty feet. Hasty feet. God is slowing down the feet that are swift to run, to eat on the run. No. No, I even told my children on the night of Passover to consume it all. And whatever they didn't consume, to burn it with fire. Nothing was lost. And I'm telling you, consume it. Let nothing be lost. Let nothing. You don't have to run. You get to eat the leftovers. You get to take it and carry it with you. It'll take you all of eternity to feel it, to really finish a meal. You'll never finish. There'll always be more and more. Your soul will delight in fatness. It's within that fatness that God revealed to us years ago that the yoke of the enemy is destroyed because your neck gets too fat. It's within that fatness that burdens cannot lay on your shoulders. They're removed and destroyed because of the fatness. It's So gather the fragments that nothing be lost. Evangelist Darrell, if you're on the line, the Lord says you've been a fragment gatherer. Elder Allison, you are a tremendous fragment gatherer. Elder Donna, you're a fragment gatherer. Curtis, you are a fragment gatherer. Erica, you live by them, and so do you, Benita. Javon is becoming a master builder from fragments, creating meals from them. But now, all of you that have been listening, all of you that have been on the line, Prophetess Manita has been a fragment gatherer, has written prayers out of fragments that have become meals upon meals. Within the prayers, there's so many meals.
Amen.
Because there's so many fragments in them. God has given us more than what we need to be sustained and to put favor on lock. Fragment gatherers, lift your hands in 2023 and understand when you're eating a fragment that you're also flowing in the favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Curtis, fragment gatherer, meal builder. Jesus, my Lord God. Ooh, I feel the presence of the Lord, everybody on the line. Keep yourself in a place of just worship, just for a moment. Stay right there. My God, my God, my God, my God. We got a lot of comments that came in. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Elder Allison says amen and amen. Stay right there, God. Stay right there. Bless you, Lord. Thank you for the fragments, Elder Donna said. Sister Javon just throws praising hands in the air. Elder Allison says, hallelujah. Jay says, amen. CK says, amen. Elder Donna says, amen and amen. Javon says, powerful key. CK says, amen, powerful. Jay says, amen again. Elder Donna says, awesome. Jay said, Lord, help us to gather all the fragments. That's a wonderful thing right there. All of the fragments. This is the way, Javon says, this is the way we glean from our tillage. The fragments are in the field. That's right. Go and gather the harvest. Yes, Lord. Amen. Jay says, replying to this is the way. To give, to gather, rather, to glean. He says, amen. It's the truth. It's the truth. Much food is in the tillage of the poor. So much, guys. There's so much in our tillage. Every message has dropped. 12 governing baskets full. It is the place of our being governed in the spiritual condition that we belong in. It is our favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we heard your word today. We certainly did. I am so grateful to you for it. We all are. I know it. We're grateful just to know. Just grateful to know it. And now we can put authentic faith on it as well. Boy, it is not a chore to stay in the study. It really is our way of life. It is our way of being sustained. It is the way that we put your favor on lock. And it is your good pleasure. It is your good pleasure to do this and to give this to us. Now, Lord, oh yes, make us all that harvester of fragments. Help us to be much more diligent with our note-taking, to understand that every sidebar, every nugget that you give, every savory fragment is pointing favor over to us and governing power. It is sustaining us here where we don't come out of pocket. We don't come out of being in your righteousness. It sustains us in your temperament. Help us, Lord, please, to realize the worth of fragments. Jesus, you are something else. The way that you orchestrated this rhema, the way that you revealed it, was way beyond just feeding 5,000. It was a way to sustain governmenting power over our lives. You could have left all of the fragments on the ground, but you told your 12, your governing authority, that would be left to gather. And as by chance, Lord, it was 12. No, you were speaking to us. So we too can be sustained by every meal, every word you speak. Thank you for revealing to us this. And please, oh Lord, help us not to devalue it at all. But let it become that very thing that propels us, sustains us, and causes us to prosper greatly. And that also prepares us for your return. We give you glory, Master. Thank you, Father, for doing the works. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for quickening us in this word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, that's all I've got for you guys today.